Blog Talk Radio.
I don't care what is going on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to praise the Lord today. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you this morning. We're going to thank God for everything. Yes, 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 yes. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what is going on the planet. God is who he say he is. Jesus is who he say he is. Yes, yes, yes. And thank God for precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, ladies and gentlemen. For those listening live across the network and, of course, those listening later on. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in, 347, everybody on the planet needs prayer. 347, the call-in number is 347-843-4559. Good morning to you again. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. And you can call in right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a word of prayer through the word today. We're going to have the words written here, read this morning, Psalms 24 and 1 through 10 is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, if you have a prayer request, be prepared for that later. Hit star 1 on your phone. I'll put you in queue. I want to make sure we don't miss that because I know everybody has at least one prayer. Man, everybody has at least one prayer today in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. 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 So we thank God for you today, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful day today if you're awake. If you're awake, that's a good day in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 24. I encourage you to read the entire chapter as well, Psalms 24, ladies and gentlemen. We're just excited about what God is doing today in Jesus' mighty name. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in there. Amen. For he hath founded it upon the seas. Amen. And established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Oh, praise the Lord for that. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Amen. 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 Let me read that one again. Because see, that's where Lucifer messed up right there. He messed up there, right there. The Lord, he tried to be more than what who God was. So he who hath a clean hand and a pure heart, and who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Amen. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Amen. We must work on this every day, ladies and gentlemen. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Salah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, and the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. The Lord will fight our battles for us. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, wow, praise God, shall come in. Last verse, ladies and gentlemen, of Psalms 24, 1 through 10. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Shalom. Amen. We give God honor and praise this morning in his word. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, John Glover, if you're just joining us at this prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would at this time, put your hands together for the man of God. Ladies and gentlemen, give him praise and honor for the bishop today. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us this morning.
God bless you, everybody. Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We praise you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to move by your spirit and cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and pivoted to your obedience to Christ. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against those evil spirits. We pray against God in the name of Jesus. God, we pray against the spirit of delusion in the name of Jesus. And Father, we cast that spirit down and destroy it in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over it today. We plead the blood of Jesus and cancel that assignment and that attack, God, to come to destroy the minds of people, God. We thank you, God, for your healing power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray against those evil. We pray against those spirits, oh God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for the protection of your people everywhere. Father, we thank for protection. God, encamp around about those that love you, Father. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling and no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you this morning, God, that you have assured us, God, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our people is with your strength, we are healed. We pray for those that are sick this morning, God. We pray for their healing. We pray for their deliverance. We pray for their soul of being saved, God. We pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will move on their behalf today, God, and change their circumstances, God. We thank you this morning, God, as you strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus, as you encourage them, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, God, that you are awesome, God. You are mighty, God. You are on time, God. You are all-knowing, God. There's nothing that you don't know about. And Father, we thank you this morning, even as we pray. God, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pulling to captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, destroy the evil works of the enemy. Father God, let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. And Father, we thank you this morning that your word is being manifested. We thank you for your word is healing and delivering and setting free. We thank you for your word this morning. You watch it over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return void, but it will accomplish that creed, and it will prosper into the thing which you send it. God, we pray for families this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray for their strength. We pray for their faith, God. We pray, God, that you are give them the courage, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for sound minds this morning. Father God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you strengthen those that daughters are sick, God, we thank you for you healing them, you delivering them, you setting them free. And Father, we forever give you praise. God, we pray for the Marie families this morning. We pray as you encourage them and strengthen them. God, we pray that you be with them, God, and we thank you right now. God, we know that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, but you'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. Father, we pray for our nation this morning. We pray against crime. We pray against the spirit of evil of crime. We pray against the crime of murder. We pray against the spirit of suicide. We pray against those spirits, God, in the name of Jesus, come to destroy the lives of men and boys and girls. And God, we pray for their protection, God, the young people, God. We pray, God, that you protect the young children, God. We pray, God, that we pray that you protect them from pedophiles, of all those evil spirits, and God, all the evil works of the enemy. Father, we pray for their protection. God, protect their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you and we call it done. God, your words say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. Father God, we know that we are in a spiritual war this morning. We are in a spiritual battle, Father, and we pray, God, that you continue to move in a great and a mighty way. We pray for deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, as you save the backsliders, as you save that person that don't know you this morning, God. You pray, God, we pray, God, that you will save them, God. Save them, Lord. Deliver them and set them free. Father, we thank you this morning, God, as we pray for our nation, as we pray for America, God. We pray for your people everywhere. God, as you continue to move. And Father, we thank you, God. Give us wisdom in this season, in this time, in this hour. Give us wisdom, God, that we will be wise in the things that we do in this season, God. Give us wisdom, God, even the finances and the blessing that you bless us with. Let us be wise with it, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, God, and we give you praise, God, and we glorify you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the doors of being opened. We thank you for the ways of being provided. Father, we thank you. We pray for that family this morning that are without. We pray for that family that don't have a job, but there are many jobs available. But God, we thank you, God. You will bless your people, God. Your words have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. We pray for that student this morning that's on the way to college, that wants to go to college, but don't have the finances, don't have the funds. But God, you are a way maker, God. You are a provider, God. We know that you are able to do it. Exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And Father, we thank you, God, as you make the way for that individual, God. You open that door, God, and give them favor, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, God, as you continue to provide, God, as you continue to flow so the overflow of blessings, we give you praise for it. We thank you, God. Your word said the blessings of the Lord make you rich and added no sorrow. We thank you for it, God, and we glorify you for it, that you will get all the glory for it, God, and we praise you today. As we pray, God, we pray for safety of your people, God, as they travel over the danger highways. We pray against road violence, God. We pray against that spirit of, God, of envy and hatred and jealousy, and God, of anger. We pray against those spirits, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you strengthen that mother this morning, that child this morning. God, we pray that person that has gone away from home and their parents don't even have no clue of where they are. God, we pray for their protection, that family this morning. We pray for their protection this morning. Father God, we glorify your name. And God, we give you glory for so many times that you blessed us and so many times that you provided and so many times that you brought us out of many storms of life. And Father, we know that you will bring us out of these storms that we are in even now, God. We thank you that you are delivering your people. We thank you, God, there's a brighter side, God. We thank you there's a brighter day. Lord, your word says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. With joy, we can draw water out of the well of salvation. We praise you this morning for souls. This morning, we thank you for you delivering that man off of drugs, delivering that man off of all types of evil, God. You are delivering that individual. But Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, God. We thank you for their souls, God, being saved today. We thank you for those people being delivered today. We pray for those that are in Africa, the ministers, the pastors, that we pray, God, for ministers all over this world. We pray, God, that you strengthen those which will remain, God. Or you pray for the body of Christ, God. God, keep our minds, God, that we will not walk in fear when we will not walk in doubt, but we will walk in faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We know that you're going to do it, God, and we thank you for it. We pray for Apostle Samuel this morning. We pray for his healing of his body. We pray for the strengthening of his family, God. We pray for the protection, God, of his life, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are a deliverer. Father God, we know this enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, but you come to give life and life more abundant. We thank you for abundant life. And God, we thank you for long life, God. We thank you for health and life, God. We thank you for being closed in our right minds. We give you glory and honor today. We pray for our loved ones, God, that you will continue to move by your spirit, test their hearts and test their minds and test their souls, continue to bless them in a special way. Father, we give you glory for it today. We pray for our neighbors, our our communities, our cities, our government. We pray for our countries, God. We pray, God, that you will look on your people everywhere as you continue to move by your spirit, as you continue to make ways, as you continue to provide in such a way, God, that we give you thanks and we praise you for all that you are doing even now. We thank you for the open door that you have provided for us. We thank you for the door, the favor that you've given to us. We thank you, God, that you give them favor, give us favor, give us favor, give us favor. God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you for it. And keep our minds in perfect peace, God. Keep our minds stayed on you. God, keep us with a humble spirit, O Heavenly Father. Keep us with a mind to live right, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your protection of your body of Christ, God. We pray, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us in unity and love. Let love flow from flow for flow. Let love flow through the body of Christ. Father, we thank you for it. And we forever give you praise. Let, give us discernment, God. Give us discernment, God, to let us get our eyes open that we'll see that nothing will creep up on us. No enemy will creep up on us. No evil will creep up on us. No danger will creep up on us. But, Father, we thank you for your protection, your hedge of protection around us, God. You will give us safe journey from home to out in the been going to the grocery store. We thank you for your protection. And we pray for those that are working, God, that God, we pray for those that are working on the front line that you continue to strengthen them, you continue to bless them, you continue to encourage them and let them hold fast, God. And God, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, praying for you, our families, ladies and gentlemen, our sons and daughters and our wives and husbands and our neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, our city, our government, and, of course, our nation and even around the globe. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful and wonderful prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, I want, if you have a prayer request, I want to leave you out before we go to Dr. Crenshaw. I want to, if you want to leave you out, if you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone, star one. Or if you have a comment this morning you'd like to bring up as well, star one on your phone. Star one will put you in queue for either prayer or a comment in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for Dr. I always like to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for joining us.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and thank God for this beautiful Saturday morning. And praise the Lord that the Lord woke us up. And that alone, we should be grateful and thankful. Praise God. Many, praise God, didn't make it to see this day, but the Lord allowed us to arise and awaken and be in our right minds and having eyes to see and ears to hear. It's just those things merely are a blessing from the Lord, praise God. So I encourage you, praise God, don't be weary and well-doing. Just be thankful, praise God, even for the little things sometimes we take so very, very lightly. We should always be thankful. As I begin to listen to Bishop and as he begin to pray and he begin to pray for wisdom, begin to pray, praise God, specifically, praise God, against the evil tactics of the enemy. We must realize that certainly, praise the Lord, that this is a spiritual battle. The Bible tells us very clearly we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not people, but we're wrestling against spirits, evil spirits. But God is yet sovereign. And God is yet able. I'm reminded in Acts, the 28th chapter, we talked about that on Thursday night. But praise the Lord, how Paul was on this island, and as he began to break up the sticks and make a fire, that this venomous beast attacked his hand. It attacked his hand. But as we read later down in the very same chapter, praise the Lord, it was that same hand, I believe that Paul used to lay hands on a young girl that was sick and she was healed. That same hand God used for others to be healed. So what am I saying to you today? The very thing that the enemy attacks is where your anointing lies. I say that again. The very thing that the enemy attacks, we need to be encouraged to know that that's where our anointing lies. The enemy is always attacking, praise God, your finances every time you turn around, trying to figure out how to pull it together. Praise God, there's a blessing. There's a blessing on his way. Praise God, there's a miracle coming in your finances. If the enemy is always attacking, praise God, your ministry, praise God, and the things that God has gave you vision for, just know, praise God, that you're doing something in that ministry, praise God, that's disturbing the powers of darkness. So whatever the enemy is attacking, know that's where your anointing lies. What does that tell us to do to fight? Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Keep on fighting. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting God. Praise God, because the greater the attack, the greater the anointing. I say that again, the greater the attack, the greater the anointing. If the enemy is not fighting you, praise God, if he's not trying to attack you in some way or another, praise God, amen, praise God, it must mean that we're not doing anything to disturb his agenda. But when we begin to decree and declare the word of God, praise God, the anointing draws attack. The anointing draws attack. The enemy is coming after the anointing that's upon your life. Praise the Lord. So know that just because the enemy is attacking you in a certain area, that's the area you need to focus on and keep on developing. Because clearly God wants to use that which intimidates the enemy to impact the kingdom of God. Be encouraged and don't be weary in well-doing. Praise God. Your latter days are going to be greater. I decree it and I declare it in the name of Jesus. Your latter days are going to be greater. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. What a powerful word this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Wow, that was wonderful. Wow, praise God. We all need to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention, read that word. And as Bishop always say, ladies and gentlemen, never, never, never give up, ladies and gentlemen. If nothing else and you don't remember, just don't give up. And know that God has you. He has you each and every day, no matter what we go through. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord has you. And never, never give up on the word of God. Amen, amen. Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and that word this morning of awesome word of encouragement, the word of exaltation. As we continue to hold fast to the promises of God, as we can hold fast to what God's word says and know that God is working on our behalf, as we pray for one another, as we lift one another up in prayer, know that God is answering your prayer while you pray for somebody else. God bless you today. We praying for you. Love you. God bless you. Have a blessed day. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Yes, we're going to have a wonderful day. I know you most of you woke up already with a wonderful day, but it's going to be even better now after prayer time with Bishop and Doc. So thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, for your wonderful wisdom and, of course, the wonderful word of the Lord. Let's give the Lord another hand clap for the man and woman of God this morning. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great day. It's already started. We want you to enjoy your day. Get out and exercise. Do whatever you have to, whatever you want to do today. Just go in and enjoy that time. Read your word, meditate in the word, and let the Holy Spirit just guide you this whole day in Jesus' mighty name. But well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with a wonderful song. I believe one of Bishop and Doc's favorite songs, Richard Smallwood's Center of My Joy. We're going to leave you with that one today. But we want you to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other in Jesus' mighty name. Have the best day ever today. Heart of my contentment.
hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. The simple things in life, you're the music in the meadows and the streams. The voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my heart.
Time with Bishop. Take care now. Bye-bye.